אתה יודע, סבי רבי אברהם יצחק היימן.
It says in the Pasuk, Vayakel aleim Korach, right? Korach got everyone together. And Rashi brings from the Medrash that Korach told everyone, you think I'm coming for myself? Nah, I'm not coming for myself. I'm coming for Kolam Kedoshim. Moshe Rabbeinu's taking this, and Aaron Cohen's taking this. I'm not coming for myself. I'm coming to be Tovea, the elbow, and I'm coming to be Tovea, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Cohen have taken away from the whole Klal Yisrael. I'm representative, we call it, right? So Chofetz Chaim said, like this, you got the moshal to this rov of a town, and his wife said to him, "You're a schlepper, you are. You're not making very much money as rabbonus here. Other rabbonim, they get much more covered than you, and they get much more money than you. You're not doing. It doesn't look like you're doing very well here." So he says, "What should I do? I come in. I daven with olam. Say a shir." So she says, "You follow my etza. That's by coming. God grace are covered. You have plenty of covered, plenty of money. Right? He's going to follow the etza." So he tells him, do exactly what I tell you. Goes to the next town. In the next town, Fashtetzach, with the business between the Eden there, yeah, you know, they take a bit of tax here and a bit of tax dort, and you go to the Rosh Sahoe, and you tell him that there's people in the town who are not paying tax, and make a deal between you. Fine. Goes to the Sahoe, and he tells them that there's a, if you want to make a bit of money, you can go around between the shops there, between the Eden. So they send people around and attack, and this shop they found that they, you know, hid a bit of schir in the corner here, and the next shop they found in the tabak shop that they were hiding under the counter, selling things which weren't allowed. And they went from shop to shop, and you can imagine, and each shop they found, a bit more, a bit less. By the end of the day, half the town were in trouble. Almost half the town were in trouble. So the Rav's now sitting back in this space of Medrash learning, and the people come to him, the Rosh HaKol, and the Olim from the Shtot, "You're our Rav, you have to help us." So he says, "What happened?" Makes as if he doesn't know what's going on. So he said to him, "What happened? Look, they've sent someone around, and there's grave trouble, and many of us are in trouble. Half the town are in trouble." So he says, "Well, who are you in trouble with?" So they told him, "How much for the taxes?" And he says, "Taxes, that's a grave sin. You're talking about much from the highest, the ministers. I don't know if I can help you." "No, please, Rabbi, you're in Zarov. If you help us, we'll work together." So Rav said, "You know what, I'll be most nefesh myself, and I'll try and work for it." But he veis doch, when it comes to these type of things, you have to have a bit of shoychad, right? You have to bribe the goyim. It needs a lot of money, this. So they made a quick collection around town. Taka brought in a lot of money, they put it all together and gave it to the Rav. And the Rav's plan went as he planned to do. He went to this minister and he said to him, "We made a deal between us. We share the money and you just tear up this whole, ignore the whole thing." Fine. He went to the Sa'at, you can imagine the whole town going together with him and all davening, this should work out. Baruch Hashem, the Rav comes back, it all worked out. All worked out fine. Gave the money, everything's meredith. Covered they gave him, made it go to Sud and Shtot, and from then he became the Rav of the Shtot. And the covered he got from then, never mind all that money which he had split with the Sa'at, he then invested it. From then onwards, his mom said, "God grace the covered he got." He was rich, he had everything he needed. You can imagine it came to the death of Matzeva, God grace Matzeva, Unzer Rav, who was Moshe Nefesh for the Shtot. Almost he put himself out as Amsius Nefesh to try and get the Eden out of it, and he even managed. Zod Chofetz Chaim, that's down here. Down here, the grace of Rav was Moshe Nefesh, and the Matzeva state, as he was Mamish, with all the Shvachim. In Shemaim, the Matzeva's got different words on it. The Matzeva on Shemaim says, a Malshin, a Ganav, Oche Yisrael. Yeah, so the shaila is, what are you doing something for? So when Rashi brings it from the Medrash, Vayikach Korach, Korach came along saying, "For myself? I'm not doing it for myself." But Avada Rashi says, from Chazal say that there was a Negir deep down in Korach, Niskane, he had a kinah here, he felt that even after Moshe Rabbeinu took the next one, something Korach should have received some sort of covet here. And that little bit of covet deep down is what brought him out all this. So the Chofetz Chaim, a person will work on himself, and have a midah inside him, which can go on for years. That's a small part in Korach. I'd like to speak a few minutes about Zimun, and we'll go back to the parasha. Start the way of Torah way after all. Right, so the Gemara says here, we've got a sugya of Zimun, right? This is a Perek Shlosha Shachlu. Now the question is, when exactly is a person mechoyev Zimun? And it's very interesting, it's a huge machlokes Rishonim. It starts with the Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi. There's sugyas about it, but the Yerushalmi is the base of it, a Tosfos Mem here, and that's where the Beis Yosef is very marich, tall Beis Yosef going on to the Mechaber. Tosfos brings here Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks, there's a stira in two Mishnahs. In one Mishnah it says, the first Mishnah, Shlosha, Sha'achlu Ka'achas, three people get together to eat. Chayavin, Nezamin. But Mechuv to do Zimun, as we know, Zimun, one person calls the other one. The ik of the Zimun is to say, Nevarach Shechan Shaloi, and they answer, Baruch Shechan Shaloi. We start off with the Rabbeis and Nevarach, that's not the ik of the Zimun. Shabur already brings us, that comes from the Zohar, that you have to make it yourself to get there. Nachona is, you call them, let's bench, and they say Yishim Hashem, and then the Zimun is the Nevarich, Abav Shechan Shaloi. So, Yishami Adakasha, this Mishnah starts off, Chayav Nezamin. Now we've got another Mishnah later on Daf Nun, where the Mishnah says, again, Shloish Shachlu Kachas, and this time it doesn't say Chayav Nezamin, this time the Mishnah says, Einon Rishoin Lecharik. Right? You're not allowed to split up. So our Gemara asks the Kasha as well, and the Gemara asks the Kilo, it's not a stira. The Gemara asks, doesn't ask as a stira. Yishami asks a stira. Are they Chayov Nezamin? Chayov Nezamin means because the three of them have gotten together, they're Mechuyev to do the Zimun. Or there's Halacha, Einon Rishon Lechalik. They're there together, they're not allowed to split up. It's not Mashma Leb Sachiv. So the Yishami brings on this two Terutz. And Matthew explains, Beik of the first Terutz. And the Yishami says like this, Kambit, or Meshani Shmuel, Kambit Chila, Kambit Soif. Ezo Bet Chila, Ezo Bet Soif. On that, there's two mandam Amrim. And one of the first mandam says, Nos nu daitom lechoil zeu bat chilo. Ochlu kezais zeu bat soif. That means in translation, Nos nu daitom lechoil, if they've planned to eat together, that's bat chilo, where they're mechuyovim lezamin. If they've just sat together and they've ended up eating kezais together, that is besoif, where if they end up together, they have to bend, they have to make a zimum. And Teres explains it very nicely, Vahachi Purushay. Three people got together, 10 people, 20 people, whoever it is, they got together, they washed together, they made hamotzi together, and they start eating together. Then, chayovim lezamin. That's batchila. Vadai choyvas zimon alem. Ochlo kezai zeh basoif kloim azotosis. Ha'echot hezach ha'koin chaveri. Few people ended up sitting together, it means one person had started, he ate. The next person came in and he also started eating. And slowly, slowly people arrived. And eventually you have 3 people or 10 people or more. Then Oz, Im Gomru Sudos and Yachad, if they end off together, Chayav Menezamin. Avo Rashoin Ligma Ezebdu Ezeh. There's no Chalois Chiyuv Zimun if they just end up together. I mean, let's explain like this. You arrive together, you come together to Shabbat Brochus, and everyone's washing together, so you've now washed together. Since you've got 3 people and more washed together, it's chal, choyva, zimon, chayav, nezamin. What happens if people come late to one person washing, another person, you don't have 3 people together who have washed? So now, there's no chal, choyva, zimon. So Tosfos, if one person wants to leave early, Tosfos, feel this man, there's no problem at all, he can leave early. The problem is only if they all end, they end. So now, the basoif, I've got, I'm finished eating 3 people together or more, then we say, Ein Rashan Lechalik, you're together, make a zimun. That's the Haltosis Mazmi Yishami. Now the Tor brings in this Yuj Machlokas, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh. So he starts with the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that he goes out there, Haltosis. Now he's got different tools, exactly how to touch this Nos Nu Daitom. Rabbeinu Yonah suggests, could be Nos Nu Daitom, be even a bigger Chiddush. Nos Nu Daitom means we are together planning to eat together, which is mashma, even if they didn't bechalal eat together. A few people sat around the table and they were schmoozing. They haven't started eating, nobody's washed, nothing. And they planned that they're going to be eating. What time? In another 10 minutes time we're going to eat. So that they all sat together and planned to eat together, even so when it came to the eating itself, they weren't actually together, means I've added it was in the same room, but he sat on this side and he looked that way and he sat on another different chair looking another way. In the Etzem Achila, they weren't together. Each one was looking to a different way. Because they sat together and they decided that they're going to be eating together, Nos Nu Daitom, that's Mechavdin. Sorry, Ben Yonah, it could be that's not enough. Nos Nu Daitom means that the Ikka is that they actually washed and they made Hamotzi together. One person was Motzi, everyone else with Hamotzi. And then, as they started eating, before the Ikka Zayis, each one turned away to a different way. That's how Ben Yonah puts it down. So the Torah says, Ben Yonah states, you have to have a Kvios together. Kvios is all before eating. Even if it's not enough. Before they eat, it's enough that they started together, one person makes hamotzi for everyone, and then they start the first bite, and then each one looks a different way, and they're not eating together from then onwards, since they sat together and they made hamotzi together, chiyav lezamin. Then the Torah says, but the Rosh is mashmanisha, the Rosh says, that once they sit down, and they, even if they don't start together, not the Rosh, got a few people who end up together, eating a kzayis, yimachayev nim lezamin. So the question is how to learn this Rosh. because the Rosh does add on another few words. He adds on because b'gemar ha'achila, they're together, chayov v'nezamin. So the Torah itself is mashma that the Rosh holds, like the other tarets in Shami, that even if they didn't start together, later on, one person sat down to eat. And then a little bit later on, somebody else comes to join him. And then 5 minutes later, another person comes to join. And then the day, they all ate kazayis. Even so, they haven't started together. And one person would want to leave before the other one's not allowed to, because I've got a time in the middle. At one point, I've got all of them eating together. From the Torah's mashma, the Rosh holds, that's ready enough to mechayev you to make a zimun. On the other hand, the Prima Gaon is stopping in them because the Rosh does carry on and saying that since they're there b'gemar achila, which is mashma, that none of them are leaving earlier. The Rosh is just saying that even if they weren't in the beginning, but since they were there in the end, that's mechayev. Right? So that's klal that Rabbi Yonah holds, that you have to be that everyone was there together. Rabbi Yonah holds, or you start together and everyone's there together, or it comes to the gemar, even if it didn't start together, because now at the end we're all sitting together, that's mechayev. That's Rabbi Yonah. The Rosh, the way the Torah understood the Rosh is, the Rosh holds at any point of time, if you have three people who end up eating together, they didn't start together, they're not interested in finishing together, because I find in the middle of the meal, hey, I've got three people eating together, mechayev them b'zimun. Other tzaddikim to learn that the Rosh doesn't argue, the Rosh in that point holds also all then beginning, or even not beginning then the end. Now what would be the machlokes that have been here in the Rosh? If you learn this tzad that the Rosh holds, like Rabbi Yonah, that it's not enough any achila in the middle. You have to have achila all in the beginning, all in the end. And you have to say, Rabbi Yonah's chiddush is that you can be mechayev the zimun even before eating, right? That's what we said. Other tzad to learn, Rabbi Yonah had a tzad to learn. Nosnu daito means a plan to eat together. Stamp three people who sat around the table, planning to eat. Even when it came to the achila itself, at the end of the day, they didn't eat actually together. Each one sat on a sort of a different table in the same room. Rabbi Yonah, oh, that's also mechayev then. So we've got, at the moment, four stages. Stage number one is, they're sitting around the table, planning to eat. And at the end of the day, the eating itself, each one sat on his own table, in the same room. Stage two would be, they started together. One made hamotzi for everyone, right? He's sitting around the table. And the balabais is motzi, it starts with hamotzi, and he's motzi everyone, and they start the first bite together. But they didn't actually eat the kazayis together. Then we've got another stage. They didn't start together, b'chlal. People got together, and eventually, you've got three people eating together, and one person would like to leave. Now, he's in a matzav, it's stage three, where he hasn't started and he hasn't finished. And then you've got another matzav, is that they're there till the end. So now they're finished together, and you mechayev them to do a zimun. So, as we're saying like this, so Rabbi Yonah holds, that could be even the first stage of mechayev you. If you plan together, people sat around together, and they plan to eat together, that's mechayev them zimun. They're planning to eat together. The second stage, that's definitely mechayev you to kol ha'ama. If three people get together, and they actually start together the hamotzi, and then straight away after first bite each one looks a different way, that's definitely the Rabbi Yonah and the Rosh, that's definitely mechayev zimun. The next stage, the middle stage, is big shayla how to learn the Rosh. Does the Rosh taka mean that at any stage at time, any point of time, which is mashman, that's better than the other teretz in Yushalmi, that could be the other teretz and the other teretz in Yushalmi, if at any point of a meal there's three people eating together, the mechayev zimun. The last stage is if they end up together, the mechayev zimun, right? So that's the fourth stage we have in the Rishonim. The nos nu daitem lecho. You have to know what zimun is. So you're taking on. That's what you're taking on. That's what you've always understood in the last 50 plus years. That the Yishalmi's got the saying here. The words of Yishalmi was one man, Dom Yishalmi held that zimun is when three people get together with a plan to eat, they are mechoyev to make this baruch shochalnu with the eating. Obviously, they don't end up eating and end up just schmoozing, so you're schmoozed. But it's a plan to eat, and they end up eating, but the eating they don't do together. In the same room, he eats on that to that table. Nos no daito, right? That's the chiddush of this Yerushalmi.
When they finish together, they actually all three are eating because
that's
each.
But the end has to be.
At the end?
By the end, they have to happen. So again, so there's another halacha. Not everyone has to eat pas. Even if two ate bread and one ate just vegetables, also good enough. So it could be. I don't. The shi'a itself, it doesn't matter. The ikkar is that they're finishing eating together. And what they have to eat, that's another halacha. But the eating in the middle, that middle stage, that's a big question here. So the Mechaber brings down this machlok to show him. This is in Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Read out the Lashon Mechaber Sif Dalet. Shloisha shayoshvu lechu. Right, got three people. Sat down together, or baruch birchas hamotzi, right? They're together and they're making hamotzi together. Then, afilu kol echad ochel mikikroi, each one then takes out his own bread from his own lunchbox, and he eats his own bread, Vafilu le'ochel adayin kezayis pas. They haven't yet eaten the kezayis pas. Einam reshoim lechalik. All right, so he's brought quite clearly here. This is what we call the Yishalmi said, the first mandama holds, that there's a chil of zimachal, when three people sit down together, they've made a hamotzi together, right? They've started off this meal together. Even if they haven't yet eaten a kezayis together, berega I see a kevios of three people eating, making hamotzi and starting the first bite together, einam reshoim lechalik. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, Hainu, afilu reitzel ligmus dosen koidim. He wants to leave early, versteh, if he's not planning to leave early and they're all there in the end, so obviously if everyone's there at the end, so you're at the end, so why should one bench for the other one? If they're all three finished at the same time, that's posh, you mechad them to make a zimun. We're talking about one person who would like to leave early. Afilu reitzel ligmus dosen koidim shum rechim. Kiven shachil shel zimun chal kvar lov. Because they made hamotzi and they started eating together, so straight away is chal, chil hamotzi. And one person would like to leave early, is not allowed to leave early. That means we see from the Chabad like this. We had four stages. Start again. Stage number one was that even if they haven't made hamotzi together, haven't eaten, they planned to eat together. Now that the Chabad doesn't paskin. If you look in Beis Yosef inside, you'll see why not. Beis Yosef says that this mechudesh tikka pshat, Rabbi Yonah's taich in the Yerushalmi, the Rosh says it's a gogro for chumrah. Because the ikah of zimun is shalchalnu, is talking about the eating, like someone's ma'ir attack, the ikah of ad is the eating. So this pshat of the Rabbi Yonah showed me that the plan to eat and the end of eating not together is a gogros achirish, the Rosh calls that. The main of the Beis Yosef didn't pass on it. So the first stage, you plan to eat together. And it ends up being that you don't eat together, you don't eat, we pass on, you don't make a zimun. What do we pass on? But we pass on the next stage. Three people will get together and they start, they make hamotzi together, and they start eating together. They haven't even eaten a kezayis. That's what we paskan, chayom lezamen. Now, if one person would like to leave early, he's not allowed to leave early. So that's the second stage. Now, what about the third stage? If they stam eat later on, it comes out to be the eir kezayis. Mechaber doesn't speak this out. What about the last stage if they're there together? So that's posh, if you're there together, where's that come from? So that's another mechaber, sif base. Whilst we've got two people eating together, and then another person joins them. Another person joins them. There weren't three people together. Zok the mechaber einu reshoim lechalik. Why? Because kiven shem kvoim yachad bigmar achila. Right? And the chalami, they didn't start together. Two people started, and then another person's mitzvah for them, and they eat with him. And it comes out now they're finished eating, and I've got three people who ate together and ended together. Zok the mechaber kiven shem kvoim bigmar achila. Then your mechaber them zimul. So the Mechaber is brought here, if you note, in Sif Dalet is brought if they start together, and in Sif Beis is brought is you finish together. Which is Master Mechaber's paskening, or you start together, or you end together. But the plan to eat, which is Rabbein Yonah's Mechudesh Tikka, that Pshat in the Yerushalmi, planning to eat together, but they don't actually start eating together, that's not Mechaber you. It's also Mashma, which is very, very Negeh, we'll come to, that if they don't start together, and I would like to leave early and I don't end together, but I end up sitting there for an hour or two, I'm allowed to leave early because I didn't start with them. So the Chayv HaZimun, which was Chal, in the beginning of the Achila, which the Rishami says, the Chayv HaZimun is Chal, that's Pashtus, the Mishnah. Zimun is Chal, when you sit down together, you make a mochi together, that is when the Chayv HaZimun is Chal. Now if I come late, I don't have that Chayv HaZimun, right? I wasn't there in the beginning. At the end, I'm also not there. I would like to leave early. So I'm left before the end. In the middle of eating together, there's never chal or chayv zimun. Chayv zimun is chal in the beginning. Then there's another chil that if you end up together with three people, chayav nezamen. So this fellow who's bang in the middle, in the chabbis, we do it very close, shitz rabbein yonah, there's no chiyuv. Now we said it could be that the Rosh is mechayav it. Because the way the Torah brings down the Rosh is mashma, if at any point three people eat together, chayav nezamen. But even in shitz Rosh, we saw the Prima Gordon said, he's not convinced because the Rosh does add on. Once, even twice, he adds on the words Gemar Achila, which is Mashma, the Rosh is also not, it's just coming to say that even if they weren't there at the beginning, if you're there at the end, it's also good enough. And the emphasis, if you look at Beis Yosef Vayita, he brings another Rosh, which the Prima Gom doesn't bring. The Rosh and Avri Pesachim brings Abin Yechil, where the Rosh is speaking about there that the person's eating Bnei Beiso. He didn't start together with them. The children come home from school earlier than him, and they start eating, and he arrives later on, and he joins them. And then one of the kids says, I've been sitting half an hour already, I've got to get going. Right, I've got homework to do. So the father says, we've got Achiv Zimun. And he says, I don't know you. I started after you. I would like to leave. Who's right, the father or the son? Zot the Rosh, but the son's right. Because they didn't start together. Chayv HaZimun is Chal when you start together. Or, if you end up finishing together, you make a Zimun. So the son's right, because he brings the Rosh, brings Rabbi Yechiel. We didn't start together, the father came later, right? The son started, the two brothers came home from their yeshiva and they started eating. They washed two people, no chayv hazimum. The father arrives later on from wherever he's arriving, he joins them and they eat together for a whole hour. And the father's planned to carry on eating for another half an hour because he hasn't yet had all his courses. And this son wants to leave. He's already been here for an hour and a half. So the Rosh Rabbi Yechiel, no problem. He wasn't there in the beginning. It wasn't chayv hazimum on him. He's planned it before the end, he's not ending off with them. The Rosh says, there's no problem, he can leave. He brings it for Rabbi Yechiel. So the chayv from that Rosh is quite clear, mashma, that the Rosh also held the Maisa that you have to have all the beginning, all the end. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, the Taz speaks this out very clearly, and the Mishnah Berurah brings the Maisa, and he's bedak this in Sif Beis. Bigmaho Achilas, he speaks out this. Chal alai, o chayv azimun, right? Zimun is chal at the end of the meal. And it is there, sha'ochlu lebasof biyachat, that they ended off all together is a chiyuv zimun. Or mashma mizeh, right? He's quoting here, if you look at a little Sharet Tzion here, Tazayin, Taz. The Taz says, ha, im lo gomru gam sof achil biyachat, they didn't start together, right? That father who came home late, and his two sons are sitting and eating. Kagoyin shebo echol lechol, eitzal shnaim, achash kva eschilu, right? You've got the father coming in after his two sons have started. The gam, they're not finishing together. One son's already finished, and he would like to leave. It's mashma rashoin levorich bifnei atzmo. Why? Because al kolponim has schola oigem aboinam. That seems to be that the Taz which we're passing this, that we're passing like the pashas of the Rosh. We don't pass on the chumra of Rabbi Yehuda, that sad Rabbi Yehuda had the sofik in it, that the kvios, the earlier stage of even before eating, after the scholar. We don't pass in that middle stage of that you end up eating together, has to be the gemar. So you have Dr. Mamshi's words, al kaponim, has scholar, or gemar bo'inen, or you start together, or you end together. Or mikol makoim. Imim tinu l'achachil osom, le'ibokha achkom ha'shlishi le'achil. One of the other ones sits around schmoozing with them. And avada, and now everyone's ready to bench. Chayom le'zamen, ve'ein rashon l'chalik. Now you're all together at the end, you're not atim l'chalik. Not the Sharet Zion, this comes from the Taz. Now he says Eli Rabba argues. Why does Eli Rabba argue? If you look at Eli Rabba, the Eli Rabba says, I've got a Mefurash Rosh, hold not like that. It's not Eli Rabba because the way the Tall brings down the Rosh is Mashma, that even if you don't start together, and even if you don't finish together, if at one point you ended up all eating a gazaz together, it's Mechayev Bezimun. So Eli Rabba, therefore, I don't hold it, this Taz. When the Mechaber says, Haschol is Mechaber you, all the Mechaber says that they end up eating together and they end up ending together, so Eli Rabba, it doesn't matter, even if one would like to leave early, he's not allowed to leave early, he has to stay there. That means the Eli Rabba found this Rosh, which we're mistapping in, and the Eli Rabba said, it's posh that the Rosh means at any point of the meal you eat together, you're Mechoyev now, Zimum. So even if the father came late and the son wants to leave early, the Rosh is Mashma, that the father's right, they're not allowed to leave. So the Eli Rabba, any point of the meal, if you have three people together, he's not allowed to leave.
Sorry, just to clarify, eating together
is
on the same table?
Same, they're sitting together.
So even if
you're
sitting on different tables?
So that's a Mishnah, if they see each other, then they can meet Tzarev. Yeah, so we'll get there. So this is the Eli Rabba. So the emphasis we saw that Shitzah Rosh isn't so posh, right? The people got had the sofing in it, and we found another Rosh, right? That Rabbeinu Yechiel, with our Moshe, the father and his children, when the Rosh took on Pshitus, that you need all beginning or end, and the Rosh said there for Rabbeinu Yechiel that the son's right, if you're not then beginning all the ends. So the chayr from that other Rosh is takam uduik very stark that the Rosh by us in Shleish HaShachlu meant al darech Rabbein Yoin after beginning or end. Now the Rosh was only coming out fucking the extra chidsh Rabbein Yoin. Rabbein Yoin had that first stage where they planned to eat together. So halacha the nice Mishnah Berurah says, that's why he speaks on Shai Tzion. I, the Eli Rabba, argues. So he says, kvass skim or poiskim, there's plenty of other poiskim, all go with this. So then the Avashal, I come to Chasna, right? Halacha the Meister. I come to Chasna. So many people like to be on time, all those who don't like to be on time. So I'm one of those people who don't like to be on time. I have things to do. I come 9:30. So by the time I come, most people have already washed, right? So I'm not there in the beginning. So the chayv hazimun which was chal on X, Y, Z and all the other people, not chal on me because I wasn't there in the beginning. Now I sit together with chasna for 2 hours. Now I want to leave early. They're still dancing and then the ice cream. I've got no time. I want to leave early. Am I allowed to leave early? So see what we're saying now. What have I done here? I've got a stage where I wasn't there in the beginning. I came late. I'm not at the end. If I'm there in the beginning, whoever's there in the beginning is chal chayv zimun. I'm not part of them. I came late. Whoever ends off together, it's a chayv zimun. I'm like that father of those two sons which we saw that even the Rosh said, which is Rabbi Yona, which is what we pass on Achal Maisa. If you're not there in the beginning, when the Chayv Zimun is Chal, you're not there at the end, then the Chayv Zimun, you're not, you've got no Chayv Zimun, you'd be allowed to leave. Right? So there's Mashma here, you're in a Chasna, you'd be allowed to leave. Now, the Mishabur says, Shatzian, Mikomukum, Chatechila, it's a mitzvah Lahamtin. I've got no time, I have to run, I've got other mitzvahs to do. I've got more important things to do. L'chayv, you'd be allowed to leave. Now, the problem is that Moshe Feinstein was very worried about something else completely. He was very worried, he has Raya's and Shas. This is a Turim, which one in a Chaim, one year a day. And when you get together in a Chasna, where there's a Sheva Brochus for the Chosn and the Kala, anyone who joins into the Simchas Chosn and the Kala is Mechoyev to hear those seven Brochus, and the Mechoyev to be Mishtatev. Now, to be Mishtatev in that Simchas Chosn and the Kala, that fellow who came late and wants to leave early has to be Mishtatev. He's been sitting there for at least an hour. And he's Mishtatev, he even had one of the middle dances, or whatever it is. He's definitely Mishtatev in the Simchas Nekala. Now there, Simchas Nekala makes no difference in the beginning, on the end, you come late, makes no difference to me. You were there half an hour, 20 minutes, you were Samech Chosn, you ate together, you were Samech Chosn, you're part of the Chasna, you've got a Chiyuv of Bix Chasanim. So Moshe says, even if in Hilchas Zimmer, which was just spoken out, you're going to tell me that we go Alach LaMaisa at the beginning or end. But if you're in the middle, you're allowed to run out. That's very nice if it's a party. But when you're talking about a Chasna, where there's a Sheva Brocha there, then Moshe says, I'm very worried about it. He brings Raya's, the Raya's are very complicated, these Raya's. Atakasor, Shevta Levi, Milchasit, both of them are Matkha the Raya's. They said they're very Shver Raya's. And Shevta Levi says his Raya's are, doesn't see any Hechach whatsoever in those Raya's that you're Mechoyev, you're not allowed to leave. Whoever's there has to listen, doesn't say you're not allowed to leave. So the other Achroinim arguing this Ramosha. So Ramosha says, he's got an eighth of such a fellow. A fellow comes who's coming, wants to leave earlier Chasna. What should he do? So Moshe, who's worried about the biggest Chassanim, says, I've got an Eitzah for him. He shall make a Tanai that he doesn't want to be part of them. So he can come in. He's made a Tanai himself. He doesn't want to be part of this Kavios. Very Mechodash, this makes a Tanai. You're coming in, eating with everyone. I've got no das to be Nikva, to have a Kavios with everyone together. And that way, you're not part of them. When you eat, eating for yourself, and then Zimon and the biggest Chassanim, you get around all the problems. So he says, where am I coming from? So he says, because another locha, when you eat in a Beis HaGoy, right, eat in a Goyshah house. And the problem is, when it comes to the benching, you're going to end up being, you're always Mavarach the Balabais. Now, when it comes to a Goy, not to bench a Goy. So what are you going to do? Miss out. The problem is, I don't know about today's world, in olden days, the Goy Mutchap. There's another, they always hear other brochas when they're around Eden, and suddenly they missed out a brocha. What brocha is? And he's going to find out, they missed out the brocha against me, the brocha to be Mavarach the Balabais. I'll come to Eva. So the Mela, the Ramah says, he brings it, B'Shesa brings it, the Ramah brings it in Halacha, that in a Beis HaGoy, because they're not planning to all eat, obviously they're coming in, Shleil Das to make a Kvios, because they know that they can't make a Zimun, and then bench the Balabais, so they're coming in, Mitchelo Shleil Das Kvios, so I see from this Halacha, Beis HaGoy, that you can come in, even if you do end up eating together, there's ways of getting out of it. So I'm not sure if you make a Tanai, and you're not planning to eat together, it's like in the Beis HaGoy, you're not planning to eat together, no problem.
Even though the
Ruch
is, you have to stay. How can I get
tonight
against that?
No, what? This.
The
Ruch
is, you've got to stay. You've got to hear
Shavu Brochus. So hearing of the Shavu Brochus and the Chovah Zimun is only because Kvios. Because you're Nikva together and you're part of them. A person could be in the same room as someone else, as we know, and he's not part of it, has no shaykh to the other fellow. Right? There's different ways of doing that. So this fellow actually sat around the table with everyone else. And he ate, and he was mishtatev. But his das was a das made of tonight. He doesn't want to be part of the kviyos of the suda. And that's the chiddush we see in Beis HaGoy. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, Chacham Shleim, also had such a type of shayla, and he also said the same thing. To get out of all problems, a person can make a tonight of himself. Here's a tonight, I don't want to be part of this kviyos. And that way, he's got no problem. Of Mikadin, even if a person didn't make the tonight, as we just spoke out now from the Rishonim, and Ikah Locha seems to be, if you're not there in the beginning, and you want to leave early, not there at the end, it's like that father and son who had that argument of Rabbi Yochil and Rosh and Psochim. We said the son's right, he's not there in the beginning, he's not there in the end, you're allowed to leave early. No kumdois from this halacha. Shain says, it's an easy way of remembering it. All beginning or end. No, boss. So that is a mile if a person can to get three people together, even just three people. And the three people together, they make a zimun. Now he doesn't ruin it from the other two, because the other two will carry on eating a bit more after he goes. And they can jolly well be mishtatef in the ten afterwards. It's not ruining. I always thought if I tried to get other people with me, I'm ruining it for them. You're not, because if they carry on eating, there's no problem. They carry on eating, even Alesh Shal Yerek, even a bit of Yerek is Mechav Yuzimun. They don't have to have another kazayas of bread. As long as they have a little bit more to eat, they can be mishtatef with the ten later on. So if you can, Avad, you should try and get three people. Me'ikich Chayv Zimun, You're not mechoyev. Now Hagam Rav Vosna, we said, argues Rav Moshe, he wasn't worried about that because chasanim. Abikidua Rav Vosna, bedtime was 10:30. Come what may, for many tens and tens of years of his life, he was very, very musudah. Obviously, that's why he knew Kala Tere Kula and Abachek Shulchan Aruch on his fingertips. As we know, one person came to argue the Malacha, so Yenavan just learnt it, right? Spent a few weeks on it, and he told Rav Vosna that the Mong Ram says so and so. So Rav Vosna said he doesn't. So Yenavan looked at him, when's the last time you learnt it? So he said, the Mong Ram, I've just learnt it, Mong Ram said this. So Rav Vosna said he doesn't. There's such Mong Ram. So the Ram started reading out word for word the Magna, from his mind, word for word, the Magna Ram, the Taz, the Mechab, the Rima. By him, Abachek Shulchan Aruch was on his fingertips. So Rav Vosna, bedtime was 10:30, he slept with Stom only a few hours, and he was up. Now, so he came to Chasna, every Chasna he came to. Now, he had to leave early, right? He's got no time, 10:30 is bedtime. So when he left early, somebody told me, my uncle from Bnei Brak just told me, that he made not only his own zimum, he got the table around him, 10 people to make a zimun. He even made the Birkas Chasanim. That means Hagam, he was the one who argued the motion. He held, there's no raya whatsoever. The person's not there when the chasna's making, you're not mechoyev. He was chayish shlemaisa for a Moshe, so he made his own zimun around his own table. He even made his own Birkas Chasanim, and he left. That's very nice if you can do that. Not everyone can quite do that, stop making Birkas Chasanim. So the halach is, if you're not there in the beginning, you're not there in the end, you're allowed to leave. That's the Bikazim, the Chosn Kala. I'm talking about the fellow who's the late fellow who comes late and he wants to leave early. Yes. He made a Shebra, a small one, and late on them, and the Chasna made a big one for everyone. That's what Rav Vosna did. Hagam Rav Vosna himself was one who argued in which he said Bikaz Chasan didn't see any Makoy and Shas for that. And Mitzad the Zimun also we said, if not in the beginning or the end, the Ali Rabbah's Mechma for that Rosh, and even the Rosh we said is not Mukhach. Right, going back to our parasha. That's the Inyan of Zimun. Shainazach starts from Tosfos. We've got the Rosh, Ben Yona, and the Maaser. The Taz says, "Mechabes Meduik Takavu Paskin, all beginning or the end." We definitely don't Paskin Ben Yona's earliest stage of planning it together. The middle stage, which Eli Rabbah was Mechmir for, most Acharei not Mechmir for, and we brought Raya because Lechoy the Rosh also wasn't Mechmir in Psochim. Right. So Parshas Korach. Korach came as a Taina. This is very interesting. Now Korach was a Pekech, Rashi says, right? Very clever man. Now he came along with a Talis called Tcheles. We all know, and he says it's chayav tcheles or not. Moshe Rabbeinu says the vada is the tzitzis needs tcheles. What's going to do the baget? And Korach started laughing. Then he came with another shaila, yeah, with the mezuzah shaila. It's full loads, loads, loads of form. Do I need the mezuzah? So Moshe Rabbeinu said it does. Every Pesach needs a mezuzah. So again, Korach started laughing. Korach was bikerach. He wasn't a silly fellow. The moshel I was given in school is a person comes with a lorry full of wheels. Does that lorry need wheels to be able to drive? I can't believe Korach meant that because every kid will tell you, it's not going to drive, there's no wheels. It's on compacting wheels, so it's had to help you. Open the boot, take it out, put it on. What was, Korach must have come some sort of remiss here. So, I started the Mephoshim, Sach Pshotim of them. So, I saw one Pshot of this. The Gemara Menacha says, Chavivim Yisrael, Shesivim Mitzvahs, right? We're always Mesuv Mitzvahs. We've got Tzitzis Bebigdoi. You've got Mesuzah Pischoi. You've got Tfilin Barosha in the olden days, yeah? Me'ikah Din, you wear Tfilin the whole day. The chosh of Alderis, we can't wear tefillin the whole day. So Klai's on mitzvah, you've got tefillin, you've got tzitzit, you've got the mezuzah, we've got mitzvah rounds. That's the chivav of Yisrael. And the Gemara brings out the blessed me, call me sheishloi, tefillin beroishoi, tzitzit bevigdoi, on mezuzah bepischoi, becheskas shloi yechto. He's mezuzah with a chazok of mitzvah, say becheskas shloi yechto, chot and mesholah shloi inotik. Person surrounding these mitzvahs, meridik. Now, Dov the Melech arrived at the Merchot, I'm sure you all heard this many times. He came to the Merchot, he's taken his tefillin off, he's taken his tzitzis off, he's not at home, he's got no mezuzah on the base of Merchot, Zoichnish. And Dov the Melech stopped and thought to himself, I've got no mitzvahs, right? I'm lost. The sivuv of mitzvahs, I'm lost. What did Dov the Melech find? He remembered he's got the Mila. Oh, he's got the Mila, so he's still got a mitzvah with him. So the Chashma goes like this. Korach's Ikatayna was, this is most unfortunate go with this, he said Moshe Rabbeinu made things up. He made up that he should be the Melech, and he made up Aaron should be the... Then he said he made up altogether half the mitzvahs he made up, and he kept on going from one to the next, that eventually the only thing Chashmach actually said was what we heard. Anoichi lo yelcha. After that, Klal Yisrael didn't hear anything more from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, from Anoichi lo yelcha, that's clause up to Korach. That we heard, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I am Kodesh Baruch Hu, he mustn't have anyone else. That much we know, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kodesh Baruch Hu, no other Korachas. From then onwards, Shabbos, all the mitzvahs, that was all Moshe Rabbeinu. It's all made up. Completely made up. Nothing comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Nothing at all. So Korach, what was the chesh of Moshe Rabbeinu to do this? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Shtein Chazal, he was Noilad Mol, right? He was born, he was ready Mol. He was ready Gemalot. So Kol Dois, when Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah they all did Bris Mila. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do at that point? So we know even a child who's Noilad Mol is born with a Mila. You have to do a Tofas Dan Bris. But there's a Gemara which says that by a Gesh and a Skaya, it's a Gemara in Sota. If the Torah brings in the Ittur, a Goyel should Noilad Mol. Alright, so he's a Goyel Dvaila. And then he's Niskaya. So the Torah says from the Ittur, he's Ke'esha B'loi Mila. A Tofas Dan Bris is only for a Yid who's got a Chiv Mila. When he's born. If you can't do the Mila, so you have to do a Tofas Dan Bris. But a Goy was born, Nohum. And then he arrives Shpeta and he becomes a Ger. And he wants to do Mila and he's ready to Gemalat. He does nothing. He's Ke'esha B'loi Mila, gets away with it. Kogdois, Moshe Rabbeinu was born Nohum before Matan Torah. So when he came to Matan Torah and Gans Klal Yisrael doing Mila, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Klom, nothing. Right? Because he's now being the sky mole, you're not mechuyev anything, he's ke'isha below mila. Right? That's the Itzah Paskins. So, Kairach the Klal Yisrael, that we all have mila, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is missing the mitzvah's mila. So, ba'etam us, we've got no problem. Even if we're not going to be mesuvah with the tzitzis and the tefillin and the mezuzah, but we've got the mila. Kala eidah kolam kedoshim, v'besoicham Hashem, we've got a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside us. We've got the mitzvah's mila. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one who was he's got no mitzvah mila, right? He was a ger, Sheniskaya, the God's Klai Yisrael, when Niskaya at Matan Torah, that was a Dingerus, and they all did mila. Moshe Rabbeinu had no mila to do, so he's stuck, so he has to be mechadish himself mitzvahs. And that's why he made up tzitzis, he made up, mezuzah made up, he made them all up. So that's the Korach Mimramas too. Kala Eid Kolam Kedoshim, by the way, is the Farshim will say this, is Sof Tevis' mila. You've got Ha'edah, Kulam, Kedoshim, you've got Mem, you've got Lamed and Hey, Kala Eidah, Kulam, Mem, Lamed, Hey, Mila. Right? Kala Eidah, Kulam, we all have Mila. But B'soicham Hashem, we've got that Mila. Moshe Rabbeinu is one who's stuck, right? He's missing that Mila. Hamela, that's why he's being Meramis. You've got a Talis, Shekola Tcheles. The Indian of Tcheles is, after you remember Tcheles, so the beggar itself isn't Tcheles, so you put a little string, also reminds you, it's blue, Dem Rukia, Yam Dem Rukia, you remember Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person who's a Talish Kola Tcheles, would there be any Indian Bechlal to have mitzvah tzitzis? If you would, a person who had a beggar's Kola Tcheles, there would be no Indian to put on Tcheles. Well, Lemaisa, the Aloch, and Kerech also knew. And now there's a mitzvah, but Kerech's being Meramis here, that someone who's a Kola Tcheles, he doesn't need to remind himself. A bias Molly's for him, it's got a Sifrit Torah, it's got a Kola Torah Kola. Doesn't need that mezuzah, what's the mezuzah got? A Pasha. Small Pasha inside it, one small Pasha from Pasha's boy. Yeah, this Ruby's got Pasha's boy plus, it's got a Kolat Torah Kol in it. That's what Kairos was coming to against Moshe Rabbeinu to tell him, this is my time against you. You're the one who's missing mitzvahs Mila, and therefore you have to make up mitzvahs. But we're Kolay Tcheles, we're a Bais Molis form, we don't need that. What was the age of Kairach? Kairach, Yorat, Chaim, Shoila, with everything. Hagam mitzvahs are always Oila Lamala, Ad Kdekach, Shtet in the Chazal, even mitzvahs Mila. Is also Oila, Agam Mila's Mos. There was a time in history when the Klal Yisrael were all Malad and they put the Milas, Avraham Vinu, Malad, all his children, they put the Milas together and the Reach went up to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nachzruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kairach, everything fell down, Chaim Shoila. Because we went against Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the limit we learn from Kairach. The Kairach, again, because of his, as Chazal tell us, that there was a killer behind, that brought him eventually to be Kaifen Gansen. He said, Terelu, Mishamayim, Gornish, the only thing we know from Kodesh Baruch Hu is Anech Velo Yelecha. Another verse, in the inner of the Keteras. So we have here the Keteras which the Korach came against. The Korach against Aaron brought Keteras, and also all the other 250 people all brought Keteras. And then came the Magefa came, and the Klal Yisrael said that Keteras is a very bad thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, take the Keteras, show Klal Yisrael Keteras is a good thing. And he sorted it out. Now if you medad the Psukim, Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, Hey Roimu, split away from Klal Yisrael, I'm killing them out, finishing them off. Moshe Rabbeinu fell on his face and he started davening. So Mefarshim asked, first of all, it says Hey Roimu and not Hey Bodlu. Before and earlier, it says Hey Bodlu. Here it says Hey Bodlu was in the Machlokes of Korach. And now, when it came to Magefa, the next stage, when Klal Yisrael said, Atam Amitim is Am Hashem, it says Hey Roimu. And Shai, what's the difference between Hey Bodlu and Hey Roimu? Number two is Moshe Rabbeinu, if Kodesh Baruch Hu told him to go away, why didn't he go away? He fell on his face and he stayed there, started davening. So, and then he told Aaron to take the Keteras. So the Meridik is chat. Hiroimu doesn't mean I have to go away. Hiroimu means I'm going to take a truma. I'm going to take a truma from Klal Yisrael, a lashon of truma. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard that, he fell on his face. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was worried now that Klal Yisrael is going to be my gefa and Klal Yisrael. And Heroimu, we don't know what Heroimu is. It's pshat that, what's Heroimu? So the chesed goes like this. Truma is 1 in 40. Klal Yisrael is 600,000. 1 in 40 of 600,000, 15,000. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a sofik. Is it going to be that 15,000 people are going to die and the rest of Klal Yisrael are going to stay alive? Or no, Klal Yisrael are going to die and I'll leave over a small portion, 15,000 of them, to build up Klal Yisrael again. So Moshe Rabbeinu fell on his face and he damned the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shlomo, he cut out the whole Klal Yisrael, left a few thousand people. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Aaron Kohen to? Take the Ketores, and the Ketores is going to be Mechapa. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is not chayz on himself. What's the Ketores going to do? The Ketores is going to switch it around. That if the Gezerah was that we're going to leave over a Trum of Klal Yisrael, and 585,000 people are going to die, and only 15,000 are going to stay alive, the Ketores will stop the Gezerah and switch it around. It will be Mekam Kadosh Baruch Hu's word. Still going to be a Trumah here. 1 in 40. But the 1 in 40 should be 1 in 40 dying, 15,000 dying, and not all the rest dying. And that's Pesukim very meduic, because the Pasuk speaks out how many died, and the Pasuk speaks out Levad Mi'al Korach, how many people died? 14,700. Levad from Korach, and the 250 people, which comes all together to about 15,000. You've got 14.7, plus 250, plus Korach and all his children. It's about 15,000. So why is the Torah madgish how many people died? Tells that was the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, hey, Romu, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, together with Aaron HaKohen's Ketores, Ketores can't change what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. No, the Ketores switched it over. Instead of being that Klal Yisrael died and left over with the Truma, we switched it around. Vayamu ben HaChayim ben HaMesim. He switched around the Chayim and the Mesim. The ones who were supposed to die, 5, 7, 5, 8, 5, now stayed alive. And the 15 died. That's a big number. That was the grace card of the Ketores. Running late. Okay, shkoyach.